Morning, everybody. 6:16. It's Wednesday with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
So we, the greater, you know, Mike and Casey family of listenership.
Right. The good. Legion.
Yeah. We need to get Suzanne Vega a movie deal.
Yeah, I heard this, right?
Okay, so singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega is going to perform a live show, you know, her own live show, at the Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock this Saturday night. So okay. Go see her.
Right.
And I wonder if she'll mention that she stars in a one-woman play that she turned into a one-woman film about the life of Carson McCullers.
Yeah, that's a project that I've worked on since I was in college. When I was in college, I majored in English literature and minored in theater, and I started a one-woman show based on the life and work of Carson McCullers. So recently, it was made into a film, and it had its premiere last month at South by Southwest. It went really well, so now we're hoping that we can get a distribution deal so the public can see it, because right now it's just limited to festivals.
So this is a project that's been with you, like, most of your life.
Exactly. Yep. Started writing in college. I was taking an acting class. It was a musical theater class. The teacher, Shirley Kaplan, asked us to come in dressed as someone in the arts who was no longer alive and be ready to field questions as though we were on television. So it was really, really fun. I chose Carson McCullers. I enjoyed it so much that it became a sort of lifelong project.
What in her calls to you?
She was a young woman who was so far ahead of her time. I love her work. I love The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, especially, and of course, Member of the Wedding. I think that she, in a way, embodied her characters in a way that other writers don't. I feel was a person who was very compassionate in her writing. She kind of embodied the whole idea of human rights. That phrase wasn't even coined yet. You know, it was coined later on in 1948. Yeah, so that's partly why I love her. She's independent. She's a free thinker. She had a tormented life, but she was a great artist. And hopefully it will get a distribution deal so the film can go on its own little tour.
How does it feel to finally put the whole thing on and wear it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we filmed it in 2019, right before the pandemic. I was really happy seeing it during the premiere at South by Southwest. So I was very happy with the film, and so I hope it gets a wider audience.
The film Lover Beloved stars Suzanne Vega about Carson McCullers, and now it's traveling around to film festivals.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting great response, but she needs the distribution deal.
Well, if people see it, they'll buy it and distribute it.
Yes.
Right?
So see her this Saturday night at the Levon Helm Studios. She'll be singing in Woodstock.